Almont.
Me?
Yeah, who else is named Almont?
It's a common name.
Heard you made good on your last assignment. Figured I'd say hey, so, hey.
Hi, Brenda. Is something the matter? You never talk to me.
It's funny you ask. My friend Barbara's step-uncle was just telling me that he got out of a crew that was led by a sentient laptop that you busted.
Inanimate technology without a soul heart. Given sentience. Don't believe everything you hear, Brenda.
I know. I usually stay far away from magic stuff. Ever since the Mad Pod put a curse on me last year, they said it was temporary, but I've never really felt the same.
You know, I could try and get rid of that for you.
I have a strict no magic policy. This talking laptop stuff sounded too weird to be true, but I've always found you a bit weird, so I thought I'd ask.
Ask them about what?
Riley, can you mind your own business for once, please?
This whole company will be my business one day.
Have you ever heard of a sentient laptop before, Riley? Like at your dad's?
Duh. The stigma around creating new life keeps serious research from being funded. But any magic technicians worth their summoning circles agree the concept defies the scientific laws of magic.
Or maybe it's the next scientific frontier.
Or horribly unethical and messy. Bad for business.
Or some of us are too afraid to look towards the future.
I live in the present. For example, presently, your partner is late again.
Okay, I'm lost now.
All right, hi everyone. We have a lot to get to. Wait, okay, something is missing here. Oh, I forgot my coffee on my desk. Okay, I'll get this playing and I'll be right back.
Good morning, experiencers, and welcome to another day at X-Corp. I want us to reflect on the reasons we are all here. These will vary, perhaps purposefully contradict one another. But all of these reasons have brought you here today. My reason for being here is a passion.
Brenda, nice blouse.
She's ahead of the kids for me. Hey, what's going on?
The daily affirmation's still going? Usually done by now.
Could you be any less subtle?
It'd be easier to be subtle if you pick an aisle seat.
Shh!
Keep this in mind as you go out there and experience the world.
Perfect timing. Okay, so let's start with... Cameo, were you sitting there like a minute ago?
Oh, yeah. You probably just missed me because of my cameo-flage.
If you were here before, what's the reason why I left?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, fair enough. Okay, quick reminder for our first year experiencers, the biannual X-Corp Technology Showcase is in just a few months. While most entries come from the research and magic departments, all partners are encouraged to submit, especially the ones that keep bugging me about doing more magic.
Delmont, I think she means you.
Shh!
Okay.
The information is on the company website, so start thinking about submissions if you are interested. Okay, assignments. Delmont and Cameo.
Yes?
We got notes from the editing bay. They said that your crime laptop ring experience was, it was a lot. But it did receive a 5-star uniqueness rating.
Yes!
You two turn lemons into lemon bars, so I'm giving you first pick of the assignments today.
Wait, really? Oh, thanks, Leslie.
All right, so just stop me if something sparks your interest. Okay, the first one here is to make a stranger's birthday wish come true.
Yep, that one.
Shouldn't we wait and hear all of them first?
Why? What could possibly be better than making a birthday wish come true? Plus, they always put the best assignments first. We'll take it.
You sure? This assignment is a special request from the higher-ups. They want a 3-day turnaround.
If Delmont and Cameo are too scared of that one, Catnip and I could knock it out of the park.
You heard Cameo? It's ours.
One assignment received.
Ooh, I know just where to go. You are going to love it. We just have to make a stop at my place first to grab something very important.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. Experience today. Get a job, sign a lease, go hold, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star. Do it all over again. Brought to you
Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
Why are we going to the Umbrella District? It's literally always raining there.
Because the rain makes everyone wishful. And we didn't stop by my place to get my big yellow galoshes for nothing.
And how are we going to find people with birthdays coming up?
I printed flyers.
When did you design, order, and print flyers?
Come on, Delmont, keep up.
Did you print on waterproof paper?
You know, all paper is waterproof if you really think about it.
We need to find a place inside, somewhere with high birthday potential, like a Funcade or a bakery or a greeting card store or something.
What if we host a competition reality show called Grant That Birthday Wish? No, Birthday Genies. We'll be the genies.
We only have 3 days. Let's keep this simple, please. Grandpa's Nautical Bakery. Let's go there.
Birthday Genies would have made bank and syndication, I'm just saying.
Here you are, Patricia. 2 saltwater taffy cannolis.
Thank you, Grandpa. Your cannolis get me through the day.
Ahoy there. Are those 2 new customers off me port bow?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, my seafaring days are long behind me. You can call me Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa. I'm Cameo, and this is Delmont. Can I get a seaweed muffin, please?
Coming right up.
Can we also hang up this flyer, please?
Do you have a permit?
For what? We don't need a permit to hang up a flyer.
Everyone knows you can't engage in unlicensed solicitation in a UD business. If you want to hang things, you'll need a permit with the Umbrella District Chamber of Commerce.
We're on an X-Corp assignment. I'm not trying to sell anything.
We're going to grant a birthday wish.
Sounds to me like you're just harassing business owners and loitering, neither of which I doubt you have a permit for.
Nobody's being harassed. We are just trying to find someone with a birthday.
Shouldn't you be at work or something?
I am at work. I'm doing my very, very real job as an X-Corp experiencer.
I guess X-Corp accepts anyone these days. I thought being an experiencer was a prestigious job.
I'll have you know that I have a degree in technical magic.
Oh, yeah? Since when did handing out leaflets require a degree?
They are not leaflets. They are flyers.
It's not going to make a difference when they write your citation.
Whoa. A citation? No need to make things ugly. We can go get a permit.
Your friend has some sense. You should listen to them.
Who even are you?
Thanks for informing us of the local ordinances. Have a good day.
That's more like it. See you tomorrow, Grandpa.
What was that? Don't speak for me. If I want help, I'll ask.
Sorry, legal citations show up on X-Corp's records.
Oh, don't mind her. She likes to do things by the book.
It's okay. Thanks for the muffin, Grandpa. Let's go to the greeting card store down the street, okay?
Okay, let's try this again. But we have to be more subtle this time.
Oh, don't worry, Delmont. I'm a master of subtext.
There's someone over there.
Okay, I'll take the lead. Oh, that's a nice card you have there. What's the occasion? Something annual?
My neighbor just got a parrot, so I thought I'd get her a card to make sure she feels supported.
Single parenting is never easy, especially with birds. I learned that one the hard way. My friend here.
Work acquaintance.
My friend and I are looking for someone with an upcoming birthday, but I know what you're thinking, and don't worry, we aren't selling anything.
Where is the subtext?
What do you mean, birthday?
Like the day you get presents, eat cake, and have a party?
Oh.
Have you never had a birthday?
Not that I remember, but I don't have a ton to go off of. Should I have had one?
You get one once a year. How old are you?
11 months, 29 days, 4 hours, and 23 minutes.
So your birthday's in 2 days. Well, your re-birthday, since you're robotic.
I didn't get the concept of regular birthdays. Could we slow down, please?
For robots, your re-birthday is the day that your soul heart was installed?
When I came online.
Yes, exactly.
But the most important part about birthdays is when you blow out a candle and make a wish, your friends are socially forced to sing at you.
That sounds like a lot.
It doesn't have to be. We can handle the wish part. You just need to tell us a wish, and we'll make it happen.
I wanted this card, but I already have it, so that's out.
Maybe try thinking a little bit bigger. What's something that you've always wanted?
Waterbed?
That's easy. I'll order you one right now.
Just hold up. Sorry, what's your name?
Simone.
Simone, I'm gonna let you in on some birthday knowledge. Most birthday wishes never come true.
Then why do people make birthday wishes?
Because deep down, we all hope that this year will be the year our wish comes true.
I guess that makes sense.
But you don't need hope. Hope is for losers. You've got us, and we're gonna make your wish come true. So, what is your heart's utmost desire?
That could still be a waterbed, if you want.
Well, there is something I've always wanted to see.
Yeah?
I've always wished I could watch the sunrise from my rooftop garden. But it's always raining, because I live right down the street.
You want to see the sunrise? In the Umbrella District?
Sorry, did I wish too much? Did I do it wrong?
No, that's perfect!
A waterbed would be much more doable.
This is Simone's wish, and a sunrise she shall get.
It hasn't stopped raining in the Umbrella District in decades.
Well, doesn't anyone question why?
They do, all the time. The city's perfect weather is meticulously litigated and legislated.
Wait, I thought it was the three cloud men that decided the city's weather.
They control the weather, but the choices are made by the city.
Well, then let's go to City Hall.
Actually, we'd need to go file paperwork at the Weather Control Bureau.
This is starting to sound complicated.
Don't worry about the details, Simone. You just mentally prepare for the best morning of your life.
I'll do my best.
Come on, Delmont. We have a date with local government bureaucracy.
It's not too late to just get a waterbed.
Stop talking about waterbeds! Wow, this place is huge!
Cameo, I really need you to be quiet, okay? This isn't a place for fun. This is a place for the law and bureaucracy. So let's just keep it calm, quiet, and professional, okay?
I couldn't think of any three adjectives to better describe myself. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Wet galoshes. My bad. I'm new here. Okay, why is there so much marble in here?
So professional. Now we just need to wait in this line.
To talk to a judge?
No. If we play our cards right, hopefully we never have to take this to Cloud Court.
So what do we need here?
We need a localized weather appeal form, a golden hour request form, a birthday special weather submission form, and two Cloud Court lawyer applications.
You seem to know a lot about this place.
I interned here for my minor in local civics, documentations and procedures, you know, old docs and procs.
Wow, local civics really fits your personality.
Ah, thanks. It's gonna come in handy. We have a lot of complex paperwork to fill out. And if we so much put an X where we need a check mark, it'll all be for nothing.
It's a lot to keep track of.
And we need everything in by the time the clerk's office closes at 6.
Well, this long line isn't doing us any favors. Makes Cameo hangry. Want anything from the vending machine?
No, thanks. I don't want to get food on the papers. And eating usually just slows me down.
Suit yourself. BRB!
More for rotation. Come to Papa. Come on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Shaking vending machines is dangerous.
I know. You're right. I just want my nougat nuggets.
You just need to listen, and it will tell you what to do.
Good thing you came around. If I had tipped this thing over, they'd have to start calling me Judge Flapjack.
I've been where you are, jonesing for that next snack, waiting for the cruel metal arm of the Candyman to twist my next fix, just for my snack to get held up in purgatory. Ugh, never again.
Oh, yeah, sort of. Thanks.
You're welcome, Your Honor.
Oh, we are out of court. You can call me Judge Mitt.
When you're in your robes, it just feels right to say Your Honor, Your Honor.
The robes are my favorite part of the job, so I like to wear them around.
Completely understandable.
Nice to meet you. What was your name again?
My name? I'm Cameo.
A fine name. Thanks again, Cameo.
You're welcome. Bye!
Check. Get into the cloud.
Hey, Cameo's back!
Where were you?
Oh, sorry. I got distracted by this judge. Great guy.
You were gone for 20 minutes.
Then I couldn't decide what I wanted for snack, then I went to the bathroom, then I got lost coming back from the bathroom, and now I'm here. How's paperwork going?
I've been having a great time. Good to flex the old docs and procs muscles again.
Nice!
Wait, what? What's this?
What's up?
They gave me the wrong form. This is the holiday special weather submission form. It has nothing to do with the birthday special weather submission form. Stupid birthday is always making things harder.
I can go get in line for the right one.
If you wouldn't mind grabbing it, I gotta stay in the zone with these lawyer applications.
I need to start pulling my weight somehow. Where do I get it?
That line.
Oh, it's like four times as long. Why?
That's the there has been a mistake line. That's why I'm paying attention to all the details.
Okay, well, I'll see you on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Please take a number.
All right. 237? What are they at now?
43.
Next.
44.
At least the line is moving.
T's crossed. I's dotted. Okay. Should just be able to submit this all today. Communicator, is the Techno Magic Library open after 6?
For 2 hours.
2 hours tonight, then a couple tomorrow afternoon. Then I can hit up X-Corp's library on Thursday night after I call Mom. Okay, enough, stop daydreaming. Initial this, date that.
All this waiting and lines. I need to help out some other way. What can I do?
Number 92.
I could get Simone a telescope to watch the sunrise. No, she'd burn her retinas. Can't do that one again.
Number 104.
We could have a costume party. No, Simone might have a latex allergy. They're so common.
163.
Okay, picture this. Birthday, the musical. No, there's no way we can find that many dancers.
222?
I got it! I'll throw Simone a surprise birthday party during the sunrise! Sometimes the simple answer is the best answer.
Number 237?
Oh, yeah! Hi, that's me! Hi there! I just need a birthday special weather submission form. Nailed it. I was given a holiday special weather submission form. Well, my partner was given the form. You see them working away over there? It's actually a really funny story. We're trying to see the sunrise in the Umbrella District for the very first...
Here's your form.
Oh, wow! Awesome! Thanks! Such quick service! I really appreciate it. A civil servant such as yourself is the bedrock of our local governance, so thank you for your service.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Now that I've got you, I've always wondered. Working for the Weather Control Bureau, have you ever met any of the three cloud men? I've always wanted to meet them, or really any ascended beings. What do you think they're like? Down to earth, or...
Next number, please step up to the counter.
Sorry, I can be a bit of a chatterbox, especially since I've been alone with my thoughts for hours now. I just don't know when to stop. I'll keep going and going and going.
Next number, please step up to the counter.
Oh, right. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, Patricia, it's me. I have two goofs down here trying to make the sun shine on your turf. Yeah, they're filing the papers now. I thought you'd want to get ahead of it. Good luck.
Okay, I have the form.
Why is everything taking so long with you today?
Well, this time it wasn't my fault. But all the time waiting in line gave me a great idea. We should throw Simone a sunrise surprise party.
A surprise party? Here, give me the form. This is the last one I need to finish, and I only have 30 minutes left. Then we can be done.
I was thinking that we could swing by the Party Hardy store on our way home.
Why do you always want to do so much extra for assignments?
Because they're not just assignments. They're experiences. And Simone deserves to experience her first birthday wish at her first surprise party. We gotta do it for her.
Fine, I'll be there.
Yes!
But I'm not planning anything.
Okay.
And I'm only staying an hour.
That's fine.
Half an hour. I'll say hello.
Bit of a party pooper attitude, but I'll take it.
Incoming call from the Weather Control Bureau.
But we are in the Weather Control Bureau.
That's weird.
Answer call.
Hello, is this Belmont?
It's Delmont, but yeah.
We're calling to inform you that your weather request has been appealed.
How is that possible? I haven't even turned in my filings yet.
This is a pre-filing appeal, and it means your request must now go before a judge.
Who filed the appeal?
The appeal was voted on by the Weather Request Appeals Council, but the motion itself was filed on behalf of the Umbrella District Chamber of Commerce.
The UDCC? We're toast.
Your court date will be...
Exactly 8 days after the appeal vote, I know.
Yes, exactly. Does that work for you?
No, it doesn't. End call.
Call ended.
Delmont, you just hung up on them. How are we going to get our court date?
The date doesn't matter. Taking this to court will go well past the assignment date.
And Simone's birthday.
Before we can do anything, we need to know our opponent. They were 5 steps ahead of us. They must be a pro.
So where do we go? What do we do?
The Umbrella District Chamber of Commerce. Hopefully we can reason with them and settle this out of court.
Why would they care if it doesn't rain one morning out of the year?
I don't know, but the weather never changes in the Umbrella District. I think it's time we find out why.
If you want to find out more about the world of ready-made utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us on your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much. The world of Ready Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode features Britt Meyer as Leslie, Maya Nell as Simone, Kendall Klitsky as Patricia, Talon Bigelow as Judgment, and Julia Crowley as Lola. This episode was written by Vanessa Thurlow. Our series director and producer is Caleb Davey. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, performed by Christian Rasmussen. Our show art was created by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, Louise and Raj, and the Elsner family. Full credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget to experience the world.